fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 13th day of July, year of our Lord, 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, we do, in fact, begin with a Pledge of Allegiance. I'm proud to say we pledge allegiance to the Republic. That's what we pledge allegiance to. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The prepper tip today, as my friend Paul Martin used to say for his untimely death, food, food, food. If you're not the one doing the family grocery shopping, you may not be aware of how their dramatic prices have increased and how scarce certain items have become. So, and we just happen to have with us a special guest who makes his living helping people get food. And we'll be talking more about that and the events today. We do have with us my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods, where everything is GMO-free and much is organic. And he has a really big warehouse ready for immediate shipment. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, John. Thank you for, again, having me on the show. It's always fun to not only talk about current events, but to educate and inform people about not just the long term, but the immediate future and why we need to start preparing. If you haven't, folks, I would suggest you get off the couch and take an inventory of what's in your home, what you have for food, what you have set aside for water, a way to heat and prepare food alternatively from electricity or natural gas, something like maybe propane or one of John's rocket stoves. So it's that time to do that, and no time like the present, because we do not know what the future holds.
No, we don't. We absolutely do not. I know you've expanded your warehouse facility. How many square feet of warehouse do you have right now offhand?
We are actually moving into, the building is 21,000 square feet, Plus, it's about 40 feet tall at the peak and about 30 feet tall at the eaves. This is a massive, massive building. In the beginning, we're probably going to take up about 14,000 of the 21,000 square feet because we are combining both our module, that is where we pouch our food in a USDA approved environment, and we will be building future modules to be sent overseas, maybe a few right here in the US, as well as our production for Simply Clean Foods, offices, etc. We're very, very excited. We brought on a few extra people to help out, and this is all going to happen within probably the next couple of weeks.
Well, the rocket heater factory is 29,000 square feet, just a slightly bigger than what you've got. It's a massive building, originally a shoe factory back in the early 50s. So, congratulations on the move. And of course, you have to have heavy insulation and heavy air conditioning because of the climate you're in, don't you, sir?
You do, and insulation, John, is the key. The spray foamers, there's two types of spray foam. There's open cell and closed cell. Closed cell's preferable. It makes your walls a little bit more rigid and does not leak any moisture, where open cell does. It takes quite a bit more. So they just put the closed cell insulation on the ceiling yesterday, as a matter of fact. The offices and the packing rooms, of course, are completely insulated to maintain a minimum of 65 degrees at all times, but the range would be between 60 and 75 degrees. As a matter of fact, it's where you should store your long-term storable food, between room temperature, between 60 and 75 degrees, John.
Well, that is certainly ideal. Well, you talk to people all over the country, Chance. What kind of feedback are you getting about the economy, price of food and fuel?
Actually, I was going to bring that up. Some of your customers, or some of your listeners and our customers and your customers and some others seem to be, I guess, at a state of worry, of fear, and we talk about this, John. You can't be fearful. You can be prepared, but you shouldn't be fearful. There's so many unknowns. There was a poll just taken recently, including conservatives and liberals. The country believes, 85% of the country believes that this current administration is we're headed for a major financial collapse. And with that comes many other issues that you talk about on a regular basis, right? When the country falls, so does the towns, the cities, the communities, right? And there are people that will become very desperate to get what they need, whether they ask permission or not. Do you agree?
I do agree. I agree. Absolutely.
And so that's where their mindsets. There's so many unknowns. On top of it, supply chain issues. I really don't want to be a downer here, John, but you did ask. Supply chain issues. People are still having a hard time getting the things they need every day. Businesses like ours, because we did some preparations in the beginning, we are actually okay on food and other provisions. All of our veterans here are very well prepared, and their families for what's coming. However, many are not. And Katrina was not that long ago, John. It really wasn't. And if we can take any lessons from Hurricane Harvey and Hurricane Katrina, that would be, if you're not prepared, you then become a victim. Now, if you're not prepared, you're going to rely on agencies like FEMA, right, or Red Cross to take care of you, to feed your family. Well, where were they? Where were they in during Katrina? It was a complete crap show.
Just to refresh people's memory, FEMA and the federal government of the United States of America could not find the Superdome for a week, a building so large it can be seen from space without binoculars. They couldn't find it for a week. You're going to trust them to do anything?
No, that's it. I mean, that's the point. You can't rely on anyone else, not just during a major disaster like Katrina or Harvey, but any major event, right? We are poking the bear over here. We're putting our nose in business over here. We've got a heat wave in the United States right now. Droughts here in Texas. I'm not sure about Missouri, but we haven't had rain in so long. I think the Indians are about ready to do a little dance, John.
Well, we had, I don't know if it was record-breaking rain, but a lot of rain in the spring, just about every second or third day. And it's been dry here for several weeks, but the ground is so saturated, it's really not an issue. I drove from south central Missouri to Indianapolis and back over the weekend, and drove up Friday and came back Sunday. And everything was green in Indiana, Illinois, and in Missouri. So we've been blessed in this part of the country. But my heart goes out to those ranchers and farmers in your part of the country that are suffering from this this drought.
You know, it's something else. I just spoke with someone yesterday. He had sprinklers that he used in his hen cage. You know, the roosters and chickens and hens. And it kept the area a little cooler, and allowed them to withstand, you know, 107. That's what it was, 107 degrees here yesterday. Well, his wife forgot to turn on the sprinklers in the morning. 18 of his roosters died.
Oh no!
18. Now that's hot, brother. You know,
yeah,
that's
well,
pretty hot when 18 of your roosters died due to the heat, you know.
Did they have access to drinking water and shade?
Well, so the sprinkler system did both, right? The sprinkler system caused the entire, think of it like a big chicken coop, massive chicken coop. The sprinklers are on top. They water not only the surrounding air to cool the air, but it also waters all of their dishes that hold the water, right? And so they got neither. And 18 of his roosters died. Now, he, you know, that's part of how his family takes care of the, they sell the hens and the roosters and the eggs. And that was a big one, you know, that was a big hit for him. So my point is 107 degrees doesn't sound too intense, but it is when you add in the heat index and the humidity here in Central Texas, brother. It's like, if you want to know what it's like to go to hell, just, you know, hang out in Texas for a while in Central Texas out in this heat. But that being said, these are part of the preparations and your prepper tips that go along with that. There are things that you can do, John, right, if you want to talk about that a little bit, because it is a major situation across the Sun Belt here. There are things that you can do to protect yourself in situations like this. One little easy thing I can tell you folks is if you're in Central Texas or Phoenix or any of these other hot areas right now, New Mexico, one thing that you can do is black out your windows, okay? Keep all of that sunlight out of, you know, your home. That helps a lot and saves energy to operate that air conditioner, right? So use blackout curtains. They can be white, by the way, but they're full curtains. They allow no sunlight to come in whatsoever. That's just one tip. Do you have any others, John?
Let's see. One of the main purposes of air conditioning service in my area is to get the humidity out of the area, which is probably not too much of an issue where you are, is it?
Well, no, we have a lot of humidity here. That's actually
Okay.
Problems.
I wasn't sure what part.
In some parts, it comes in from Galveston, comes up, from the Gulf of Mexico, in the currents, and it does get pretty intense. It worsens when, of course, you have, one day of rain. The next day, it's just horrible. You walk outside, with a clean, you know, pressed shirt, and it's sopping wet within, you know, 20 minutes. So.
Right, right. Well, as I'm, as I like to say when I'm visiting, people thank God for air conditioning. It's, yeah. It's, which brings up a somewhat related topic. These people promoting electric vehicles, our power grid is already past the breaking point where brownouts have become the norm in many parts of the country in the summertime. You're going to add to that charging up these massive batteries on automobiles and pickup trucks on top of the already strained power grid. Something's really wrong there, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, it's a tax on the system. The ideal situation, and by the way, I spoke with one of your loyal listeners, Mark P. I won't say his last name over the air. He's a truck driver. He calls in all the time and speaks to you and some of your guests. But he sent me something yesterday. There was a gentleman overseas who was powering his 3,000-watt generator to power his, I guess, cabin, using a hydrogen system that he built by hand. And he shows from point A to point B and all the way through how to build it step by step by step. And, you know, a lot of this stuff you see on YouTube are scams. But in this case, I had done a little research on hydrogen power before, and he's right on the money. So he takes the gas tank, John, I won't delve on this too much, but he takes the gas tank off of his generator completely, builds this system, hooks it up, and sure enough, all he has to do is to tune that carburetor just a little bit and block off the air filter, and this thing is running strong on hydrogen, which of course is very, it's water, right? Very renewable.
Right. Right. Well, I've stood next to and watched a Dodge pickup truck run on water. It's a simple junior high school experiment to separate the hydrogen from the water. It's not a very complex matter at all. And I also watched a four-door Dodge sedan with a V8 run on water. This technology is well established, well known. It's not a secret. The guys with the Dodge sedan, they were having issues with getting the Dodge sedan to work when it was cornering, and I said, "You don't need to. Don't even worry about making a car run. Just take the same engine, put it mount it on a platform near a house without the automobile, and run the house." Don't even worry about running a car, because you can run a V8 engine is going to make at least 100 amps of power, to charge batteries or run the house or whatever you wanted it to do. This is simple technology, and it works, and I've seen it work.
But you have to ask yourself this question. Yeah, it is simple. It's been around a long time, but when's the last time, you know, you saw a hydrogen-powered vehicle, right? When's the last time you were able to go to Home Depot and buy a hydrogen-powered generator, right, to serve that purpose that you're talking about right now? Well, there's no profit in it, right? That's what it comes down to. There's just no profit in it. Here we are paying, it's come down some, but in many cases, people are paying $5 or more per gallon for diesel and over $4 for regular unleaded, and that's here in Texas. More in other states like California. And this technology is out there available for anyone. And it's safe, John. And it's safe on top of it. So, it's like alternative medicine, right? There's no money in it, right? If you can grow your own medicinal herbs, then what do you need pharmaceuticals for?
That's right. That's right. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Stay standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods. If you want to get a nice discount, just put the coupon code in there to get a nice discount on top of the already great prices. What is that coupon code, Chance?
That coupon code, sir, is LibertyMan, all lowercase letters, no spaces. Not only does it give you a discount on your order, but it guarantees you free shipping to the lower 48 states using FedEx Ground. If you have a P.O. box and you'd like to be delivered to a P.O. box, it's just $10 more for shipping via USPS. John, I did want to mention this before I forget. I have a memory like a sick elephant. We just roasted coffee. It's in-house right now. Just as a reminder for folks, our coffee is 100% organic, and that's huge because you don't want to spray your trees with pesticides like many coffee growers do. It's 100% organic and is considered to be the second smoothest coffee in the entire world, only second to the Kona Hawaii Peaberry coffee, which is the smoothest coffee in the world. Look, as far as preps go, if you love coffee and you don't have your coffee, that situation that you might be in is going to be much worse without it. So our coffee is also pouched in a vacuum. When it's pouched in this way, in Mylar, it has a shelf life for up to 3 years. Okay.
All right.
So if you call me, I can offer you further discounts on, let's say, a 3 month supply of coffee, shipped right to your home free of charge.
Sounds good. We got our first call. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Chance. Chance, I was sorry to hear your story about the roosters that perished in the extreme heat. You know, it's a shame that the woman forgot to turn the sprinklers on. She must feel awful. But from, you know, I've got to say, the first thing that popped into mind is any mission critical operation like that, our action like that, should be the subject of redundant multi-person checks. And that sprinkler perhaps ought to be on a timer, or it ought to be, you know, it ought to be checked by two people if it, you know, if it's that critical. I hope she isn't suffering. I'm sure she feels terrible. I hope she isn't suffering too many recriminations. But from a human relations standpoint, a love and forgiveness standpoint, she, you know, she clearly needs to be let off the hook. And a more effective system for checking that sprinkler needs to be instituted.
You know, Glenn, I mean, I hear you, and I know these folks very well. As a matter of fact, I mentioned to this gentleman after he yelled at his wife, I mentioned to him that they have a Rainbird. I think that's the brand system that is under $20. All you have to do is to plug it in to an existing outlet, and it will come on when you tell it to come on and shut off when you tell it to shut off. So I mentioned the same thing, but thank you for that. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's important. Yeah, just hey, and like I say, it's like just now, you almost forgot to mention the coffee thing, right? But you remembered. You know, it's when you're busy, productive people, and you've got you're going down a to-do list every day. You know, like many of us are, and it's very easy to let something go by. So before he puts all the blame on her, he's got to realize, hey. He should have devised a system that involved better checking. And
agreed.
So anyway. Okay, thank you, agreed. Guys. Take care.
Okay, bye. Thanks for the call, Glenn. Your call number is 512-248-8252. In my neighborhood, gasoline is selling for less than $4 a gallon, about $3.89 last I checked, which is probably some of the lowest priced gasoline in the country, isn't it?
Yeah, John, I think that you're very fortunate. If I owned a tanker truck and it was worth the drive, I'd go fill up, but I don't. No, I mean, folks are, it's interesting. There's studies going on right now. Folks aren't taking their vacations that they have in the past, just like last year. They're planning better when they make their grocery store, shopping instead of going every day or every couple of days. They're going to Costco and they're stocking up for, you know, a month at a time if they have the space. And that's wise, right? That's very wise. I'm glad to see that prices are coming down. I really don't know why, because this administration has really done not much. They've made things much worse. I guess they had a federal tax gas holiday recently. Maybe that's part of it. Do you know?
Well, if the low gas in my area was because of the gas holiday, it would be the same all over the country, but it's not. So I don't know what to account for it. I'm very pleased that we can get gas a little bit less expensive. Less than $4 a gallon is still outrageous, but it's all a matter of degree, I guess. Here's our break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth. Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have unique content found nowhere else on the internet. Articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist engineer, published typically about twice a week. The latest intelligence briefing, which is published once a week. And of course, other products are like the rocket heater, which are very unique. I am the executive vice president of the Liberated Rocket Heater Company. Yes, it is wintertime. Yes, it's hot. Yes, it's dry in many parts of the country on one hand. On the other, in about 4 or 5 months, you're going to be thinking about how to stay warm and cozy and save money. So check out the Liberated Rocket Heater. You'll be very glad you did. It is so wonderful and so unique at thelibertyman.com. And, of course, you can place your order once you make your decision at my toll-free order line. It's 800-592-9543. Do you have any new products that are about to be offered at your store, sir?
Not necessarily new products, but I did want to remind folks about something fairly important. If you have allergies, maybe you're allergic to gluten, maybe you have a dairy issue with dairy intolerance. One thing that we do here that I think is pretty special, that I don't know if any other long-term storage food company does, we can build a custom food pack for you, meaning if you have these allergies or maybe there are certain foods that you just can't eat or don't want to eat, we have the ability to custom pack a six-month food pack for you, and it's very, very affordable. It's wise because you're buying in bulk, you do save a little extra, plus you can use your Liberty code. The catch is you do need to reach out to us by email, and that's Simply Clean Foods. Again, Simply Clean Foods, plural, at chef.net. We'll set up a time. One of our staff will spend the time with you to find out exactly what we need to do to build a custom food pack that will fit your family's needs.
Well, that's very special because most companies don't go the extra mile for customization of what people want and need. You know, people in the last 20 years especially have become a lot more aware of what good nutrition is, what foods they should eat, and what foods they should not eat, haven't they?
They have. You know, there's really good information out there where you don't even have to do any homework like in the past, right? There are programs, a lot of folks are on keto right now, and our company is a good fit for keto because of our big line of vegetables, as a matter of fact. But there's programs out there and information out there that allows you a way to, in your normal dietary needs, to be able to put together food and meals that are not just healthy, but also boost your immune system. One thing that I'll encourage folks to take a look at is a spice called turmeric. It's actually a root, and it's T-U-R-M-E-R-I-C, turmeric. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, but I can tell you that turmeric has been studied for hundreds of years and has amazing medicinal effects in the body as far as not just boosting the immune system, but fighting off inflammation and other forms of health-related issues. When mixed with black pepper, I think they call that curcumin, that allows that turmeric to get right into the blood system and work from inside on a very rapid pace. So take a look at that. That's on our website, turmeric. There is a difference. You want clean turmeric, organic turmeric, and ours is very affordable. I think it's like under $20 for enough turmeric for about 7 days if you use it every single day.
Outstanding. Well, it's good to know that that's available. And what you're talking about is in stock, ready for immediate shipment, isn't it?
It is. Fortunately, we have a very good variety and inventory of all of our foods. And so if it's listed on our website, it is available for immediate shipment with one exception. And of course, that is our non-GMO clean chicken breast. That is pre-order. So if you place your order today, we have another load coming in the end of July. That'll be shipped out as soon as it comes in on a first come, first serve basis.
All right. Well, first come, first serve. Same way with the rocket stove. Same thing with the energy cleaner. And I know you're a busy guy. You may have heard Jeff Nyquist yesterday, and he'll be on with me the third hour today. The latest intelligence he's getting is that the Chinese planned to do something of a military nature the 1st of August, which is just a couple weeks away. So word to the wise. Now is the time that everything works. If you place your order today, it would be shipped when?
We are shipping within 48 hours right now, John. So for two business days. If you place your order today, it will be shipped Friday. And depending on where you are in the U.S., usually within 72 hours from the day that we ship, it'll arrive on your doorstep.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Now, getting back to this coffee, I love coffee. I have a cup of coffee every morning. How many different types of coffee do you offer?
We only carry the organic Honduran coffee. We find when we have in the past experimented with different blends and things like that, they just can't touch the quality of the organic coffee, right? Here's a misnomer. So a lot of folks, you know, ask about dark roast. Just so that you're aware, when you heat coffee during the roasting process, the longer you roast the coffee, the more caffeine you are roasting out of the coffee. So the organic coffee from Honduras is a light to medium roast. So don't let the smoothness of the coffee fool you. You will definitely be able to get your dose of caffeine in the morning plus a little extra.
All right. Looks like Glenn from Pennsylvania is back again. Glenn, good morning.
Hello again, John and Chance. I had to get in on this one. Chance, allow me to be the first to congratulate you on properly pronouncing the word turmeric. There is a bit of a tomato thing on this because some people say turmeric, putting the emphasis on the second syllable. Some people say turmeric, put the emphasis on the first. Now, that's very different than everybody running around selling and screaming, turmeric, tumor. There's no tumors, there's no tombs, there's no mausoleums, there's no, it's not T-U-M, it's T-U-R. And everybody and his brothers out there selling this stuff now, and they're saying turmeric. It's like, no, there should be a rule. If you can't pronounce it, you can't sell it. You pronounce it correctly.
Right.
The curcumin, the turmeric is the name of the spice. Curcumin is the name of the active ingredient in the spice that helps with anti-inflammation. And the added black pepper helps potentiate the anti-inflammatory effect. And it's also easier on your kidneys than NSAIDs and easier on your liver than Tylenol.
You're hired, Glenn.
Okay, thanks. I could use a few extra hours right now, but that, yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, so that's all I had, but congratulations. It's turmeric or turmeric, but not turmeric. Okay, thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you for the call, Glenn. The call number is 512-248-8252. We're observing all these things. The economy appears to be in a very dire straits, not just the United States, but I understand there's civil unrest in about 100 countries around the planet, which is more than half the countries on the planet. There's Saudi Arabia is now moving away from the petrodollar and selling their oil in other currencies, which puts the status of the U.S. dollar in a very precarious place, doesn't it?
It does. There's a term that I learned quite a while back. Who's the guy that wrote Jekyll Island, John?
I shook his hand 3 days ago, Ed Griffin. In Indianapolis. Ed Griffin put on the Red Pill event there, and I sat and talked with Ed and his son. Turns out his son moved to Missouri largely because of me and my radio show.
Interesting. Wow.
So Ed Griffin is the author of Creature from Jekyll Island and also World Without Cancer and other books.
I had the pleasure of meeting him as well in a conference that he had put on. What a great person and has great information, but the term he used was called the velocity of cash, right? So the reason why, and this is just me, okay, but the reason why we've had the luxury of, having this world reserve currency is because all of these countries were forced to trade and to buy in the fiat dollar, right? And so when you can circumvent the dollar, that lessens the velocity of the cash. That's why we've been able to print and print and print. Well, this is just one more step towards the graveyard here, into the tomb. When these countries start circumventing the U.S. dollar, it has an effect on interest rates here and the value of our fiat currency. If you ask me, if it went away tomorrow and we went back to a system based upon real value, like precious metals, gold and silver, that wouldn't hurt my feelings too much, but it would cause havoc and most likely put our country back into a depression because we have become so reliant on the fiat currency, and the banksters just absolutely have been in hog heaven for the past 75 years. So go ahead, John.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, things we're talking about are widely known within the Patriot community, not a secret. You might be getting an update here and there. But hopefully what Chance and I are talking about will help motivate you to move forward, get the things you need, food, water, a way to stay warm in the wintertime, medical supplies, ammunition, routine things like shoelaces. A simple thing like a broken boot lace can really be disruptive, can it?
Absolutely. I mean, we don't think about the things that we're able to just go to your local department store, big box store, and purchase on a daily basis, right? We don't think about things like that. There are people that have their collection drawer full of AA, AAA, D-cell, C-cell batteries that they haven't looked at in years. Well, guess what, folks? They have a shelf life, right? So check with a multimeter. Check the status of your batteries. If they need to be replaced, replace your batteries. Have on hand flashlights and things and radios, things that don't require a 110 outlet. Make sure that you're prepared in every way. Candles, you know, stock up on candles, matches, things like that. You just never know, and that's why, John, you've preached so many times, do an inventory. Take time on a weekend maybe to do an inventory of what you have in your home and then start adding to that little by little to get you to where you need to be, where you feel comfortable not only to take care of yourself or your family, but maybe, just maybe, take care of someone else that might be in need.
That's right. That's right. Well, hopefully people will pay heed, that they will discontinue their procrastination, move forward, get what they need now while they can. Food is not optional. Water is not optional. Now, most of us can go with it. We could miss a few meals. It wouldn't hurt us at all. But water is not optional at all. But you need both. If there's a crisis, whether it's short-term or long-term, you're going to be doing things that require more energy than you typically need in a normal situation, won't you, Chance?
That's a fact. And fasting, which is important to do, you know, a planned 2 or 3 day fast, that should be something that you do for, you know, medical or spiritual reasons, not because you're out of food when you need it the most.
Exactly. We got a caller here. We got Bill in Wyoming. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hear you're talking about testing batteries. Well, you need to make sure when you're testing any battery that you do it under a load test. Because if you check any battery with a multimeter doesn't provide enough of a load to a battery to actually determine if it has any current flow out of it. All it does is check the actual terminal voltage, which is going to be pretty good on any battery that's not connected to a load. So that's very critical. If you're going to test a battery, you need to test it with a load test, not just an open terminal voltage test.
That's very true, Bill. As a matter of fact, we have a lot of 12-volt batteries here on the ranch, and our testing device for those batteries is a load tester. It puts a load on the battery in order to get a proper... Mm-hmm. What you're talking about is voltage versus amps, right? You can have 12 volts.
If you're testing with a multimeter, you're not testing amps. You're testing open circuit voltage. And open circuit voltage can be spectacular and incredibly high, but as soon as you connect it to any load at all, it drops to nothing. That's why you have to do a load test on any battery that you're testing if you really want to quantify whether the battery is functioning and has a proper capacity to deliver the power that you need when you need it, and when you need it is not when the time comes when you test the battery. If you haven't tested the battery before you need it, when you flip the switch on and nothing works, that's not the time to find out that you didn't load test your battery.
Very good. Point taken. Very good.
That's good information, okay. Bill, and we appreciate that.
You betcha.
Okay, thank you very much. This is Talk Radio at its best. Listeners learn from us. We learn from the listeners. Isn't it, Chance?
That's absolutely correct, sir.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Every time some psychopath goes out and shoots multiple people, half the country screams for more gun control. I have some questions. How is it that so many of the mass shooters have had multiple encounters with police and or the FBI, yet still get the guns to commit these horrible crimes? Maybe we need to enforce lying on the background check paperwork. That is a felony that is rarely prosecuted. Is there any oversight for the companies and groups that are required to report to the National Instant Background Check System? Maybe antipsychotic medication should be a disqualifying condition for gun ownership. In short, rather than making it more difficult for law-abiding citizens to exercise their Second Amendment rights, how about we focus on psychopath control? Support transparency from Congress by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, see this Possum Parabellum.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
All right, we are back. We are back. Well, where's this hour gone, Chance? It just flew by, didn't it? Oh, Chance had to go. Well, okay. We're on our own. That's okay. We're having some issues with Skype this morning, sending and receiving messages. So with maybe we can reconnect at the top of the hour and get things back to normal in terms of our internal messaging here. Top of the hour, we'll have Professor McCanny with us. At 20 after, my friend Linda will be giving us some updates on the beautiful property that she and her husband have for sale, about a 8-minute drive from my place, right here in the neighborhood, a home that could be in Better Homes and Gardens with 30-plus acres. It's a beautiful place. Third hour, we'll have my friend Jeff Nyquist giving us updates on what he's learning about the international communist conspiracy. I want to remind people, if you like what you hear on Republic Broadcasting, we're still not quite self-sufficient, and your donations are solicited. I make a donation every month myself, and we encourage people to do that. Let's see here. There's a note here. It looks like official inflation, 9.1% in June. That's from my friend Tim Spencer, 40-year high. Well, that 9.1, it doesn't include things like food. So it's a fantasy. Even though it's a fantasy, it's still the highest official rate of inflation in 40 years. But that's the way it is. That's the world we live in for the moment. As I like to say, get what you need now while you can. It may involve a sacrifice on your part to get those things now, but a sacrifice that will be well worth it in the future. Every number 10 can you get of food will be something much more valuable in the not-too-distant future. And, of course, the freeze-dried food is the highest and best type of food for long-term storage. 20 years plus is easily doable if the food is kept in a cool, dry place, a cool, dark, dry place. You don't want it, any food storage exposed to direct sunlight. And, and as always, we need to remind people that ultimately it's a spiritual battle and to pray without ceasing. Prayer is powerful and prayer works. I pray every day, and I hope that all of my listeners do the same thing. That's something that's going to be an ever larger and ever more important part of our lives, we daily prayer. So I'm looking forward to our visit with Professor McCanny. He forwarded me a note yesterday about what's going on in the UK regarding COVID deaths. We'll talk about that. Here's our break.
Gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.